Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Autogrill First Half 2010 Financial Results Presentation.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your patience in taking this call so late on Friday afternoon. I obviously need to draw your attention to the disclaimer on page two, and that all the numbers we will be referring to are on a constant exchange rate basis, unless we say otherwise. Now, let me hand over to Gian Mario Grondato, our Chief Executive, who will start our presentation before handing to Alberto De Vecchi, our CFO, who will take you through our first half 2010 results in details. We will take questions from you at the end. Mr. Grondato, over to you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Before Alberto takes you through this result, I just want to say a few words on the key aspect of what Autogrill has achieved in this first half of the year. The first half of the year results are in line with the results of the last two years, demonstrate the flexibility of our group and our ability to manage unexpected situations. Two years ago, as you recall, at our Investor Day, we presented our business plan. A business plan that had two very clear objectives. First, the integration of the retail business. Second, the deleveraging of the balance sheet. As our results show, we are delivering on our promise. Unfortunately, we are doing it in a totally different reality. This time, a much tougher. The integration of our retail business is going ahead very well, delivering results behind our expectations. Considering that most of our business in travel retail is in Spain and the U.K., two countries not only hit by the global recession, but that were also very badly affected by strikes in Spain and NashCloud in the U.K. Despite these difficulties, the business is proving to be extremely resilient and is also becoming an important EBITDA and cash driver for the group. Evidences on this area are the U.K. sales in second quarter, which saw all airports closed for a week, grew almost 3% compared to the traffic falling by more than 9%. Second, in Spain, our sales have turned the corner. Third, the retail EBITDA in the first half has grown by 28.5%. We are also delivering on our promise to deleverage, but still building for the future of the group. We have worked to solidify our portfolio contracts with great success. In April, the Ontario Motorways, and now in Spain, the contract that expired last year. Going to the CapEx and the deleverage, the last year we invested about 160 million euros in CapEx, even given the very difficult outlook of the year. This year, we are accelerating the investments in country where we see the traffic is showing some signs of recovery. Group net cash flow from operation for the first half of 2010 is now 207 euros compared to 193 of last year. Let me remind that last year we put in place some strong measures we won't repeat this year. What you see now is the consolidation of a lighter business model. I'm pleased with the work that we have done so far. There is more to do, a lot more to do, and we will continue to do our best to continue delivering in the months ahead. Now, Alberto will go on with the presentation. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Gian Mario. Now I will dive you in our first six-month results. Our first half performance has been characterized by good results, both in terms of sales and cash flow generation. We have achieved this in the context of very limited improvement in macroeconomic factors compared to 2009, and despite some unfavorable climatic conditions, including the volcano eruption in April and May. All our businesses have outperformed in terms of sales. Last year, for instance, we did not outperform traffic at U.S. airports. This was partially a conscious decision on our part to scale down our store costs to protect our cash flow generation, even at the risk to losing sales. This year, the approach has remained rather prudent, and hours worked have been increased only selectively to capture more than a slight improvement in traffic. In fact, the traffic has grown only 0.1% in the first half. It's better quality. This way, we have resumed outperforming in U.S. with 3.2% increase in sales at airports. Our travel retail business is exceeding our expectations globally. We have turned a 5% increase in sales into more than a 28% increase in EBITDA, excluding last year's one-off. We have maintained our cash flow generation and have reinvested for the future, both renewing and winning contracts. As Mr. Tondato mentioned, we extended the contract for the 14 airports in Spain that had expired at the end of last year. The agreement with Aena is for a 3-year extension until December 2012, aligning the contract length for this airport to the Madrid airport. The agreement includes the progressive alignment also of the financial terms. We believe that any reduction in margin implied by this extension will be absorbed by the development of our activities and the further progress in the integration process. We expect performance to be in line with expectation going forward. As I said, we have performed, but traffic has not been a key driver on our performance. Contrary to the general expectations, traffic has continued to be weak in the first half of 2010 in most of the key channels we are present in. In the last quarter 2009, many observers expected an exit from global recession, and traffic seemed to have resumed a positive intonation. In fact, in the first 6 months of 2010, we had seen positive signs. After the 2008 collapse, world trade has strongly rebounded starting in the second half of 2009. This is an important indicator for us, as traffic is related to trading. But yet recovery seems concentrated in some emerging markets and difficult in OECD countries, where we do most of our business. In the OECD area, employment growth is still lagging with unemployment rates at their peaks. This, together with the expected exit from exceptional fiscal support and the need of many governments to cure huge imbalances, has generated a rather prudent reaction from consumers. An economy that recovers more slowly than expected and a series of unexpected natural events has had a negative impact on traffic. And in fact, traffic has been subject to significant volatility. Take the UK, for example, which saw traffic falling by 22.6% in April due to the ash cloud, which completely closed the UK airspace for 6 days. Ash cloud, exceptional snowfalls in January, and frequent strikes of British Airways personnel contributed to a traffic negative by 5.9% in the first half 2010. In the same period, our sales in UK grew by 5.4%. Our sales in the first half of 2010 have returned to a positive trend, growing by 4.2%. The second quarter also went well, despite the disruption caused by the ash cloud, as sales grew in line with the first half at 4.2% and grew by 7.3% on current FX rate due to the appreciation of the US dollar against the euro in the second quarter. Our group EBITDA grew by 2.3% compared to 2009, and by 3.5% at the current exchange rate. Excluding euro 11.3 million of positive one-offs in 2009, EBITDA would have grown by 6.9%. The reduction of our EBITDA margin from 9.7% to 9.5% is due to the 2009 one-offs, and the different growth trend of the businesses, with our travel retail and flight businesses growing more than our higher margin food and beverage business. The progression of EBITDA has been weaker in the second quarter, in part because of the effect of the ash cloud, but also because of higher incidence of labor costs, partially due to the opening of the summer. Net income in the first semester 2010 amounted to €23.5 million, with an increase of more than 80% over 2009 at current exchange rate. Besides increase in EBITDA, the growth in net income has been driven by lower financial charges. They have been reduced from €52.7 million in the first half 2009 to €40.1 million, reflecting both the lower amount of debt and the decrease in the average cost. If you remember, when we commented the first quarter 2010 results, I warned you that the huge cash flow generation from working capital shown in the first 3 months of the year would have been mostly absorbed in the course of the following quarter, reflecting the timing of the working capital efficiencies obtained last year. This is the reason of the lower net cash flow from operations in the second quarter 2010 compared to 2009. In fact, a more significant evolution of cash generation is offered when we look at the first half. Net cash flow from operations shows a positive trend, growing by more than 7% at current exchange rates, allowing us to accelerate our investment programs. So now let's look at how the businesses performed in more detail, starting from our origins, food and beverage. As I said earlier, this business grew, but less compared to our other businesses. First half performance has been strongly impacted by extreme weather conditions. The Northern Hemisphere experienced one of the hardest winters on record. In fact, in the US, at least 5,700 flights were canceled in just one day on the 10th of February and over 1,000 the following day. Globally, close to 24,000 flights were canceled in February alone, about 9,000 in January, and almost 5,000 in March 2010. Bad weather stayed with us also in the spring in Italy, with significantly colder and wetter days than usual. Looking at our food and beverage business in detail, in North America, sales in airports grew by 5.2%, and I will drill down in more detail later. North American motorways sales were down in the first half by more than 15%, but on a comparable basis, they increased by 1.7%. The difference is due to our exit from the Florida Turnpike, which had an impact of close to 20 million sales, and the temporary closing for refurbishment of our point of sales on the Delaware Turnpike. But don't forget the bad weather in February on the East Coast, where we saw an above average snowfall for the first quarter. In 2009, the U.S. East Coast saw more than 60 centimeters of snow, compared to more than 200 centimeters this year. In Italy, motorway sales were up by 2.3%, and I will go through the detail on the next slide. Both airports and railway stations in Italy recorded positive results during the first part of the year. In the first half, on a like-for-like basis, turnover at our airports grew by 6.5% compared to a traffic increase of 5.2%. The star of the network was Roma Fiumicino. At Italian motorway stations, during first half, our sales grew by 21.6%, in part due to the increased traffic during the hash cloud in second quarter and the opening of new points of sales at Milano Centrale and Torino Porta Nuova. In the rest of Europe, sales increased by 6.7% in the first half, driven by the motorway channel, which benefited from the good performance in France and our increased presence in Germany. In France, we benefited from the reduction of VAT in the second half of 2009 across all channels. Good results were delivered of both our refurbished motorway Ponte Sales and Montélimar and the Carousel du Louvre. The airport channel in Europe was obviously impacted by the ash cloud and saw sales falling by 2.6% in the first half. Turning to our profitability in food and beverage, in the first half 2010, EBITDA was €179.2 million, falling by 3.2%. If we exclude the €3.8 million of positive one-off we recorded in 2009, EBITDA would have decreased by only 1.2%. In the first half, in both US and Italy, we recorded an increase in labor costs. As you will recall, one of the extraordinary measures we put in place last year to weather the storm in the US was the stop of bonuses to senior management. This will not be the case this year. In Italy, starting from January, we have a new labor agreement with higher hourly wages. And in the second quarter, we have increased the staffing levels to capture the traffic of the summer season. When looking at the Italian EBITDA performance, please keep in mind that first half 2009 benefited of €2 million of positive one-off. Let's look in more details at the two most important channels in food and beverage, that is the US airports and Italian toll motorways. At US airports, we have returned to outperform traffic, growing on a comparable basis by 3.2% compared to a traffic growth of 0.1%. The severe weather I described before had an effect, especially in the first quarter, but April was also indirectly affected by the ash cloud, as the number of flights from US to Europe were significantly reduced. But there are also positive signs, as the number of passengers grew in May and June. In Italy, our motorway sales had not been as strong. Traffic on toll motorways grew by 2% in the first 4 months of 2010. This is the only available official data up to now. Light traffic continued to be resilient, but we still have not seen the return of the truckers. Our sales in Italian toll motorways up to April grew by 2% on the total on a like-for-like basis, that is, in line with the traffic. For the first half, our sales on the entire channel, toll and non-toll motorways, grew by 2.3%. In 2010, in all geographies, we see that the airport channel is more effective in generating sales than the motorways. Let's move to travel retail. Our travel retail business continued to perform very well, not what you would expect in a recessionary environment. In this environment, one would expect travel retail to be more heavily impacted than food and beverage. But this is not the case for us. In fact, travel retail is exceeding our expectations in terms of both sales and EBITDA. Revenues at airport are up by 4.9% in the first half, despite traffic being impacted by a number of negative factors, including the closure of European airspace due to the ash cloud, severe weather in the UK at the beginning of the year, and strike by air traffic controllers in Spain and British Airways cabin crews. In the next slide, I will focus on our two main markets, that is the UK and Spain. Looking now at our travel retail business in the rest of the world, we saw sales growing by 9.7%. Our North American business continues to perform both in Atlanta and Vancouver. The Winter Olympics in Vancouver were a great one-off event, but we especially benefit in that airport from the increase in number of flights from and to Asia. In South America, Mexico is recovering following last year's outbreak of swine flu. Moving now on to EBITDA, our EBITDA has been improving, driven by the favorable mix of passengers and the great work done on the integration and extraction of synergies. These results are even more commendable as last year's margin benefited from around 7.5 million euro of one-offs. The passengers and sales mix improved for us. In fact, in Spain, our first half sales to non-European passengers grew by over 19%, so increased the importance of these passengers on our revenues from 24% on a total to nearly 29%. And the non-EU EU sales are far more profitable than the intra-European sales. The UK EBITDA continued to increase, driven by excellent sales performance. In the second quarter, profitability increased by 24.2% to euro 48.6 million, with an improving margin from 9.8 to 11.5, despite all the negative factors we had to deal with that I mentioned before. The numbers suggest that not even the volcano stopped us. In fact, in UK, in the second quarter, sales were up by 2.9%, despite a 9.2% decrease in traffic. For the whole first half, sales were up in UK by 5.4%, despite a traffic decrease of 5.9%. As long as our shops are open and there are passengers in the terminals, we sell. The best performers continue to be Heathrow, T5 and T3, where sales grew by 6.3% compared to a fall in traffic of 3.5%, and Gatwick, where sales grew by 3.5% compared to a fall in traffic of 4.3%. At almost all our other UK airports, we continue to outperform. In Spain, we are starting to see some improvement, both in traffic and in our sales. Our performance is driven by Madrid and Barcelona airports. In Madrid, sales were up by 5.6% compared to an increasing traffic of 3.5%. In Barcelona, sales were up by 16.5%, with traffic increasing by 2.2%. This is in part thanks to a significant number of additional flights, over 200, to outside the European community, which, as I mentioned before, had also a very positive impact on our sales mix in terms of profit. At tourist airport in Spain, sales continue to be somehow negative, with the exception of the Canary Islands. Finally, moving to flights. Flights continue to do well, driven by our international contracts. Sales for the period grew by 12.6%, which is not on a like-for-like basis, as we are consolidating the joint venture with Airfare in UK that we signed in November 2009 to improve our positioning at Heathrow. On a pro forma basis, that is, considering there's a change in the perimeter, our sales grew by 2.7%. Obviously, our flight business bore the full impact of the ash cloud, not just in the UK, but globally. For example, with no flights into UK or European airspace, even our Australian business was impacted. Having said this, and despite the external factor, our profitability increased by 6.3% in the second quarter, driven by our international contracts. This progression allowed us to progressively absorb the integration cost of the UK joint venture, and so limiting the effect on profitability to just 2.6% on the first half. Now moving to the cash flow evolution, in the first half, the cash flow generated by operations has been positive and allow us to fund the higher amount of capital expenditure. Cash flow from operations amounted to €274 million in the semester, reflecting the improvement of the EBITDA. The decrease in net interest paid reflects the decrease of the average financial indebtedness, the reduction of the average cost from 4.6% in the first half 2009 to approximately 4% in this first half 2010, and the impact in terms of interest accruals of different interest periods in the first half 2010 and 2009 on the utilization of our credit facilities. The improvement in cash interest has been almost compensated by an increase in taxes paid in the first half. The difference on taxes depends on the different distribution on period on period of the income among the countries and other time differences. Net cash flow from operations increased by €14.5 million semester on semester, and allow us to finance most of the increase in CapEx. CapEx in the period has increased by €23.2 million, especially due to the ongoing programs in the US. Net financial indebtedness has remained almost stable since 2009 year on year end. The free operating cash flow of €123.5 million has been partially compensated by the negative translation effect from the strengthening of the US dollar and British pound against the euro. The evolution of exchange rates has not been positive on our ratios, as the strengthening of the US dollar especially took momentum from April, so influencing the exchange rate at the end of June, and thus significantly affecting the translation effect on our foreign denominated debt, but not that much the average exchange rate used in the P&L. In fact, the average US dollar in the first half of 2010 has been steady at approximately 1.33, as it was in the first half 2009. On the contrary, the spot exchange rate at the year end, at end of June of the of 2010, differs significantly from the year end 2009. It was 1.44 as at June 2009. It has been as low as 1.3 at the end of June 2010. Also, the UK pound has moved in the same direction, although the magnitude of the differences are lower. The euro for 14.1 million of other non-cash items that you see in the slide includes the impact of the fair value of group interest rate hedges of the downward shift of the interest rate curves during the period. So now moving to what is going on now and what do we expect for the future. So you have seen our first half performance has been characterized by good results, both in terms of sales and cash flow generation. Our outlook shows the evolution of our weekly sales. The content of reported and weekly sales do not coincide fully, as the latter include only sales in our stores to end consumers and do not include the business-to-business activities, as, for example, the flight sales and the wholesale retail sales. Although you cannot directly compare the amount of reported and weekly sales due to the different content and cutoffs, sales on our stores, that is the weekly sales, represent a higher percentage of our reported sales, above 90%, and can be used as an indicator of the current sales trend. Weekly store sales up to week 29 grew by 3.7% at the constant exchange rates, while they were up to by 3.4% at week 25, being week 25 being the closest week to the end of June cutoff. The contribution of the businesses remain unchanged, with travel retail delivering the best performance. In conclusion, we are satisfied with how the group has performed. All our businesses have outperformed in terms of sales. We have maintained our cash flow generations and have reinvested for the future. This performance is even more significant when compared to the scenario that we had based our assumption on. The economic recovery we had assumed has not yet materialized and has definitely not been reflected in a steady improvement in traffic. Motorway traffic is more or less in line with our forecast, whereas airports are way off. Of course, airport traffic was impacted in the first half of the year by a series of one-off events, which we do not expect will manifest themselves again. But considering the year-to-date traffic data, it seems unlikely that the traffic growth rate assumed in the 2010 guidance can be met, especially at US and UK airports. But key is the fact that we have outperformed in terms of sales, and we see this trend continuing in the month of July. So despite traffic being below our guidance, we are confident that we will deliver on our guidance and probably closer to our breeze scenario. Thank you, and I am now happy to answer to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by 1. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by 2. Thank you. First question comes from Mr. Stefano Corneliani from Intermonte. Mr. Corneliani, please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a couple of questions. The first one, if you could expand a little bit on the renewal of the Spanish concessions ex Madrid. You said that going forward, at least for the next 3 years of the renewal, profitability will be protected by the expansion of the business and further savings. If you could just be a little bit more specific on that. And the second one is about eventual M&A. I'm pretty sure we are all aware of the fact that you are very keen to further deleverage your balance sheet, but there's, at least it seems, a unique opportunity to review or to take a look to the dossier of Nuance, which seems to be up for sale. If you could give us a little comment on that. Thank you.
May I ask, please, to everybody to speak very slow when you are doing our question? Thank you.
Sorry.
So I answer the first question, then I leave Gianmario to elaborate on the second. The first question regarding Spain, as we said, we have been renewed for the 14 airports for other 3 years. That is aligning the the maturity of the contract to the Madrid contract. And conditions are aligned too, in the sense that we have aligned the Madrid contract that was having better conditions to the condition of the rest of Spain. So it is an alignment of conditions. And as I said, we don't expect that this alignment would impact negatively as a whole the performance in Spain.
Thank you.
At the moment, we are not targeting any acquisition.
Grazie.
Next question comes from Miss Laura Leonardelli from UBS. Miss Leonardelli, please proceed with your question.
Hey, good evening. I have two questions on interim results and one on current trading conditions, please. Regarding interim results...
Mrs. Luradelli, please, yeah. Can you speak slower?
Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me now? Yeah. The first question is if you could provide an indication of the volcano eruption impact on your financials, because I was expecting a lower EBITDA, particularly on travel retail. So I was wondering if this negative impact was offset by an acceleration of the expected synergies. And secondly, on interim results, could you comment about the material increase of the tax rate and if you have any indication for full year? And finally, on trading conditions that seems to be accelerating relative to the interim results, could you maybe comment about the outlook by channel? Is it similar to the interim performance and just accelerating everywhere, or do you have any outperforming country or channel? Thank you.
Okay, I answered first at your first question. Because I got it very clearly, while the other two, at a certain moment, the line start becoming quite disturbed, and I couldn't grab it, so if you can then repeat. I answered at first to your first question, the volcano. Basically, we have been directly impacted in mainly in the retail business and in flight business. I would say that mainly in flight business. Of course, in proportion, the retail is larger, so the impact is larger, but in terms of the performance of the businesses, the flight has been impacted more. And we calculated that the impact is an impact of around... or around 20 million... In sales, we, on the contrary, it is important to say that we didn't try to make a calculation of the impact that we had on the food and beverage, because technically we were not directly impacted. The airports, for instance, were not closed in U.S., but of course we had much less flights. Just to give you an idea, the traffic in the second quarter 2010 has been positive around 2.5% in May and June, and has been negative by more than 1.5% in April. And that is an impact of the volcano, because the traffic in U.S. was relatively good in March, May, and June, and was negative in April, and the only thing that is basically the volcano. So we didn't try to make a calculation, because it's difficult on one hand to assume what would have been the sales that we would have done if we had more planes on one hand. And also because in Europe we had some substitution effect, because we are operating also motorways and especially railway stations. Of course, our presence is not exactly the same, so we have been impacted also. But it is true, it is fair to say that in the second quarter, in fact, the travel retail went very well, even notwithstanding the volcano. So I think that if we didn't have the volcano, we would have talked about a really exceptional result in the second quarter 2010. That is good because it is an indication that probably is a good indication for summer. So if we continue to deliver that way, we can expect a very good summer. Then if you can please repeat your second and third question because at a certain moment I miss you. Yes. Excuse me.
Sorry, just the 20 million euros sales impact you've mentioned, is it on European airports or in-flight only? I'm sorry, I haven't understood.
Yeah, the distribution is approximately 16 million in travel retail and the rest in flight.
Okay.
That is 4 million approximately in flight, 4 to 5 million in flight.
Okay. I was asking for the reason of the increase in tax rate for interim results.
As I mentioned, basically the incidence is driven. Excuse me, are you making the question on the cash flow or on the P&L?
On the P&L.
Okay. Oh, basically the P&L portion is related to where we do the profit because we don't have the same tax rate everywhere. So it's basically reflecting the fact that we have done most of our result in countries that have an average incidence higher, namely, for instance, U.S.
Do you have an indication for 2010?
We expect this year an incidence that will be a bit lower than last year because last year we have been also impacted by the fact that we were particularly prudent on our ability to recover to record a tax asset because of the ability of recover the shield that we have in Spain due to the very heavy conditions, while this year, thanks to the much better profitability in Spain, we are a bit more optimistic. So we expect a lower incidence than last year.
Okay. Lastly, I was asking about the current trading conditions. It seems that July is performing better than interim performance. I was wondering if there is any outperforming trend in specific countries or in any channel, or is a general improvement across the different divisions?
No, in general, as I said during the presentation, the travel retail is continuing to be the star. But we have seen also a positive trend in U.S. and in some selected countries in Europe. Mainly in France in Europe and U.S. in food and beverage, both in U.K. and everywhere, I would say, in retail, and also quite good results in the flight business. So probably the only one that is performing probably a bit less than the average is still a bit the Italian motorway network and some European countries.
Thank you.
Welcome.
No more question at the moment. There is another question from Mr. Guillaume Rescoussier from Oddo. Mr. Rescoussier, please proceed with your question.
Hi, good evening. Three questions. On the Spanish renewals, can you tell us how much more leases you would have paid in 2009 if you had already applied the same conditions as the Madrid one to the concessions you've just renewed? And can you tell us who you can offset the increase in leases going forward? Are you just betting on improved traffic trends in Spain, or can you elaborate on that? Second question regarding margins in the U.S. They've been down by 100 basis points in Q2, year on year. So can you tell us how much of that is due to labor costs, and is there anything else? And same actually for Italy, with margins being down 150 basis points over Q2. So is it fully the effect of labor costs, or is there anything else?
Mr. Ascusier, can you please repeat the first question? We will answer you question by question because it's very difficult to hear you.
Okay, sorry. First question, again, regarding Spain. How much leases more would you have paid in 2009 if you had already applied the same conditions as one you've just got from the renewal?
No, as I said, I assume that you are asking related to the to Spain, the current conditions. When we speak about Spain, of course, the retail. Well, in of course, as the situation is better, we have today better a bit better condition because. We are not paying a minimum amount almost in any contract. As a matter of fact, we didn't pay many minimum amount minimum amount even last year because our contract in Spain are quite prudent on the subject. I would say that so in principle, of course, the situation today is better in terms of the incidences. We have also to say that. Our Spanish subsidiary has already started to accrual the based on the new conditions. So in the first half we have already recorded the full impact of the renewal. Notwithstanding the renewal has happened after the end of June, we have recorded the accrual of the new terms of the renewal for 3 years. So in principle, you see there in the profit of Spain, you see already the inclusion of the higher cost for the renewal, of course, for 6 months. And this notwithstanding, you see much better EBITDA. If you can repeat the second question, now we will try to answer. Unfortunately, I apologize to ask everybody to repeat, but the line honestly is not very bad today. We're not very good today, so it's very difficult to understand you.
Okay, no problem. Regarding U.S. margins, EBITDA margins, they've been down 100 basis points in Q2 versus Q2 last year. So I was just wondering, what is the effect from labor cost increases, or is it only that, or is there anything else?
Yes, in the second quarter we had also a very minor effect on cost of goods sold, but basically the key driver of the increase in the cost basis is the cost of labor, and within the cost of labor there is an increase in the unit cost, but the main reason of the increase is because we have started again to accrue all bonuses, while we didn't do last year because of the very deteriorated situation of the market. So we didn't have the reason to accrue all bonuses last year because of the fact that the actual performance was much lower than our targets. The situation is not happening this year, and we have started again to accrue all for bonuses.
Okay, and it's something you already did in Q1 because it was not obvious.
Yes, it is. It was already in Q1, but the more you progress in the year, you see more clearly the impact. No, because then probably you are seeing the highest level in the first half, because then when you have summer, you try to see. In proportion, more impact, because you have to consider that the bonuses are maturing during the year according with targets that are fixed on a quarterly basis. So once we get a target for the quarter, we record the quarter. That means that in the low quarters, you see more the effect. In the strongest quarter, as it is, hopefully the third quarter, you will see much less the effect. So the more you go in the year, the less you will see the impact. But on low quarters like the first and somehow the second, you see more the impact.
Okay, and regarding Italy, my last question, Sam, regarding margins, they've been down 150 basis points in Q2. So what is linked to the business mix and what is linked to the increase in labor costs, please?
If I understand, the question is related to the margins we did in Italy.
Yeah, sorry, EBITDA margins in Italy in Q2.
Yes, the EBITDA margin. Well, the EBITDA margin in Italy went down for several reasons. First of all, because of, I think that the most important factors. The first is that, as I mentioned before, we had the increase in the cost of labor. That increase is mainly related to an increase in the unit cost because of the new contract. But I think that it has been magnified by the fact that the quality of our sales in Italy were less good than what we would have liked, in the sense that we had better sales in low margin products, and very weak sales in high margin products. So the fact, to some extent, it is not only an issue of unit cost; it's also an issue of productivity, because the quality of the sales affected the productivity of our hours, because our people sold more low margin and less high margin products. So in the second, if your question is, do we expect that the worsening is there forever? Of course, it is mainly driven by the quality of our sales in the second half. If we made the same sales of the first half, the dilution would be there, no doubt. If we are able to improve the quality of the sales in summer, at that point we can have better results. So it's driven by the quality of the sales.
Thank you.
Welcome.
No more question at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Ian Rennerson from Bank of America. Mr. Rennerson, please proceed with your question.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. How much better would business have to get before you would consider reinstating the dividend? Thank you.
No, we think that if the situation continues positively in terms of sales evolution, driving of course more EBITDA, we are positive this year that we can return to the dividend, because we are aligned both. Last year we were the key element was deleveraging. This year, the key element is continue to deleverage, but also to perform in terms of sales. If we are doing both as we did in the first half, we are positive.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
No more question at the moment. The control room confirmed there are no more questions.
So considering that it is Friday evening, it is the end of July, and it is more than 7 in the evening, if you don't have more questions, I thank you for being with us, and hope to see you in the occasion of the discussion for the third quarter numbers. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for participating.